Saturday, and welcome to the Mr. Sal's Podcast, and at Season 5, Episode 33, the week that was for March 25th, 2024. As always, thank you to my daughter for the intro music. Welcome to this rainy Saturday afternoon podcast. In this episode, we're going to review the two-day week that was for March 25th, 2024. It started the fourth 9 weeks. Well, it didn't really start it, but it was part of the fourth 9 weeks. We're like into it, the second partial week of the fourth 9 weeks. We may tell a dad joke, we may not. I forgot to pull one out of the book. We're going to preview the upcoming short week once again. All this, maybe more, maybe less, in this week's top-rated and award-winning Somewhere on the Internet episode of Mr. Sal's Podcast and That. We'll be right back after this brief musical interlude. So, there was not a student email of the week. This is usually where we read one because we only had 2 days of classes. However, a student did approach me, one of my period three students, suggested we add something fun to the class assignment that was on Tuesday, some artistic aspect, some creative aspect of an activity. So, on short notice, I was able to add a stick together to the quizzes activity. Gave you guys points for participating with the quizzes. You could either A, work on the interactive board in the front of the room, or you could work on your own and take a picture of your work. Most of you worked on the board. If you worked on it, some people chose not to accept the enrichment points. It is what it is. But you got points for that, so I want to thank that student for coming up with that. And I'm going to continue to find ways to add creativity to the basic assignments. So I'd like to thank them for their idea. Remember, you too can submit emails about class to my school email or message me via Schoology. Put the phrase student email of the week in the subject line and then your question or comments in the body of the email or message. Not only do you get enrichment points for your effort, but you get your email or message read on this super popular and award-winning Somewhere on the Internet podcast. So we move on to the class week in review. It was a short 2 days. Honors US2, we started the week working on some miscellaneous notes on the Cold War. We start off discussing on Monday how Godzilla and SpongeBob are related topics. They're fictitious characters that arose out of factual events. The atomic and nuclear testing at Bikini Atoll brought about those creatures amongst other creatures. Ghidra, King Ghidra, and Mothra, and some of the other ones. So, and even a lot of the movies from the 50s, we'll talk about that later. Some of the movies from the 50s and into the 60s were actually anti-nuclear testing, anti-Cold War propaganda. We'll talk more about that as we get into the unit. We watched videos for a lot of this and discussed it in class, so I have to create a video of the notes and I'll post it. I will get to that sometime before we get back to school. It is raining right now, so maybe I'll get to it after I get this podcast up and running. Tuesday, we did a quizzes activity in class. You needed a minimum score of 95 points, 95%. Once you did that, you were able to go up on the interactive board and work on the... it's one of those days. I had too much espresso to stick together. Excuse me. It's been a hectic morning, guys. The reason why this is so late was I got a last-minute call. Elwood was having a run-through of their musical, and I was able to go watch that this morning. So instead of making the podcast, I ran over there, caught their musical practice. They ran through the show, and I've been running errands all day, so I'm a little bit frazzled right now, and I apologize for that. Anyway, the stick together you guys worked on. A couple people didn't get a chance to finish the quizzes and get the score they needed, so they worked on quizzes on their own, took screenshots, submitted that. They got the points too. As I stated, the stick together was an optional enrichment activity suggested by a student. Regular US2 classes, we finished the notes on the Korean War on Monday. Those notes are posted online in Schoology. Tuesday, you completed a quizzes activity. You needed a minimum score to earn the points, and if you got close or you hit the minimum, you were then able to go up and work on the stick together. Each class had its own stick together, and we'll talk more about that later. So that was the activity we did. Remember, the study skills resources are linked on each class's Schoology page. In the folder labeled Important Class Links and Resources, there's a link labeled Note-Taking. That takes you to the class wiki, where I've curated a number of study skills along with explanations on how to utilize them. Everybody learns differently. If how you're studying is not working well enough for you, take a look at some of the other ways to study and experiment with them. Now, I still have a bunch of free pocketed folders for students. I know we're getting into the fourth 9 weeks and some people need new folders. I also have some notebooks. So if you need something, stop by. Moving on to the What's Up New Brighton Club that I sponsor at school. We had a makeup meeting last week. Students worked on some things. And we're actually working on the show during study halls and whatnot, so we're working on that stuff. There's a show page on YouTube linked under the Important Class Links and Resources folder in Schoology. Check that out. I'm not going to play a siren sound, but the optional enrichments we talked about, those were the stick-togethers. They're active on mrsal.edublogs.org. That is mrsal.edublogs.org. You can work on them, take a screenshot of your activity, and either send it to me via email or through the Schoology messaging as Charlie's barking at either birds or chipmunks out in the yard or possibly a rabbit. She's out there. You might hear her in the background. So, I also have a weekly coding project. You don't need to know how to code to earn enrichment points and participate with that. And I also have that choice board I had you guys taking a look at. That's up and running. If you have questions about that, message me and you can take a look and review those. So that's a lot that's going on. We're going to jump back into the regularly scheduled podcast. I know. But it is now time. I actually did find something here. I don't know which one I'm going to use. But it is time for your favorite part of the podcast and mine. The dad joke of the week. And this dad joke of the week comes from companyofdads.com. On their website, they say it is a timeless classic. Are you ready? The other day, my daughter came in the room. She asked, "Dad, did you get a haircut?" I replied, "No, I get them all cut." Hello? Hello? Anyone? Get it? I got them all cut. Not just one. Not just one. I thought that was a good joke. I may have used that before because that's such a good joke. It's a classic. Anyway, we're going to jump into next week's preview. We are off on Monday. It's our last day of spring break. We start with US2. We're going to jump into some Cold War notes on nuclear testing and fun stuff like that. We will talk about Bikini Atoll. We will talk about some of the other events going on. Soviet Union. We'll talk about Mad and Brinksmanship. And I believe the Berlin blockade and airlift. From there, honors US2. We're going to talk about some cool things. Finish up the atomic age. Get into some NATO and Warsaw Pact building. Possibly even into the space race, which a space race plays into the ICBM movement of the time. So that's what we're going to be doing next week in class. We'll have a mix of activities, some videos, some notes. We will go from there. What's up, New Brighton? Yinz guys. We have people coming in and out to record and edit parts of the show. People doing artwork for the show. So we're working on that. And that is going to take us to our musical break. I will be right back. So, there's a lot of colleges and tech trade schools still coming to high school for college visits. Check those out. Always good to get information about careers and whatnot coming up. We have an early release a week from this Monday for the solar eclipse. We're going to have an assignment that you're going to work on for class. It is going to be published. We're going to do some writing and some audio-visual media. We are going to be historians and actually log and document the solar eclipse coming up. We'll talk more about that this week in school. You know, you can check out ebooks from the school library over the school year and over break and even over the summer. Check with Mrs. Berger for details or see myself or Ms. D. Check out the What's Up New Brighton Internet Show. It's informative. It's fun. It's student-run. We have our club meetings the third Tuesday of each month. There's some important dates coming up. We rolled out report cards. Everything went up before break. Spring break is going on now. When we come back, like I said, we have an early release. We have prom coming up in April. All kinds of spring sports are going on. Check those out. Check out the schedules. There's a lot going on in New Brighton. Now, as I get ready to wrap up this podcast, I want to mention several things. The first is the ideas, jokes, and comments on this podcast are my own and not those of any other entity or organization. If you don't like what you hear, please send some constructive criticism my way. Don't blame anyone else. If you like what you hear, send some compliments my way. I appreciate them. Second, I want to mention several organizations and websites do a lot of good for others. We'll start with PAECT. The Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org to see what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, the globe, and one day the universe. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. Speaking of PAECT, check out the PAECT Pod, a live stream and podcast where we discuss current events going on at PAECT, interview interesting guests, share best practices and tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PAECT Pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, and anywhere you find great podcasts such as Amazon Music, Apple Music, Spotify. PAECT, we are the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. Second one I want to talk about is 211.org. You can dial 211 on any phone or go to 211.org on any internet-connected device to find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. If you're an individual or family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. Along with that, we have the website 511PA.com. It's a great resource for travelers any time of year. 511PA.com shows you driving conditions across the state, where the location of PennDOT snowplows are if needed. It has live traffic cams to show traffic conditions around the state on state highways and interstate, shows you construction, shows you road closures. Any time of year, it has the conditions. There's a lot of construction going on. Check out 511PA.com, dial 511 on your phone, or you may download the 511PA app to your smartphone. I've used this resource multiple times when I travel. If you're traveling, check it out. And that, everybody, wraps up this week's show. Have a great rest of your extended weekend, and I will see you guys Tuesday.